These recordings are produced by the American Thoracic Society. We help the world breathe. These materials are intended for informational purposes only and should be used to complement the care and education provided by your personal health care providers. This audio file goes with the ATS fact sheet on oxygen therapy. It summarizes the highlights of the oxygen therapy fact sheet and will only take a few minutes to listen to from start to finish. Having a serious lung problem, whether it is a loved one or yourself, isn't easy. We hope that this information is useful to you and may help you have a better understanding of oxygen therapy. We also encourage you to speak with a member of the healthcare team about specific questions you may have. For more information, visit www.thoracic.org/patients. We need oxygen for the cells in our body to work. The air we breathe contains about 21% oxygen, which is plenty for people with healthy lungs and many with lung disease. However, if you have bad enough lung disease, you may not be able to get enough oxygen from your lungs into your blood, and your healthcare provider will recommend supplemental oxygen. Most people do not know when they need oxygen. Your healthcare provider will use special equipment to check the amount of oxygen in your blood. Your oxygen level is measured with either a blood sample or a small clip-on device called a pulse oximeter. Oxygen is a medication and requires a prescription from your healthcare provider. They will prescribe your oxygen at a specific flow rate and a specific number of hours per day. If your oxygen level is lower during activity than at rest, you may have one flow rate prescribed for rest and a higher flow rate prescribed during activity. It is very important that you use your oxygen as prescribed. Using too little oxygen may put a strain on your heart and brain, causing heart failure, fatigue, or memory loss. Using too much oxygen can also be a problem. For some patients, using too much oxygen can actually cause them to slow their breathing to dangerously low levels. Sometimes, you may only need supplemental oxygen during or after a short illness, for example, around the time of a hospitalization. If your lung disease improves, oxygen therapy may be able to be reduced or stopped. However, you should never stop or cut back your oxygen without having your oxygen level checked and being instructed by your healthcare provider. Oxygen prescribed for home use can be delivered from three types of systems: oxygen concentrator, liquid system, or oxygen pressurized in a metal cylinder. The right choice for you depends on how much oxygen you need and when you need it, day, night, or both. The choice of delivery system also depends on where you live, your electrical supply, how active you are, cost to you, and insurance restrictions. Oxygen therapy is safe, but there are several precautions for patients and their families to take. Do not smoke, especially around any oxygen devices. Avoid being around open flames and people who smoke when using oxygen. And finally, if you are traveling, plan ahead to ensure you have enough oxygen at every step of your trip.